Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Zach Garofalo, and Zach is going to talk about a public hearing that will be taking place tomorrow in Albany about a hearing to repeal New York State Police secrecy law. So, Zach, it seems very intriguing. Has this been in effect for a long time?
Yes. So this is a part of the New York State Civil Rights Law. It's commonly referred to as 50A. Now, what 50A currently does is it's basically the law that prevented Gwen Carr, who is the mother of Eric Garner, from knowing whether the officers who killed her son had prior histories of misconduct.
Okay. Wow. So that's across the board. I mean, that's everywhere in the state?
Yes. You know, in New York State has one of the toughest laws that shield the identity of police officers, firefighters, and corrections officers. And then this hearing is all about transparency, because transparency is vital to regulating police powers in the United States. So, you know, for a while now, advocates have been working on getting these bills introduced in both houses of the legislature. And then Senator Bailey is the sponsor of it in the Senate, and he has a number of co-sponsors who have signed on to it. So tomorrow, Thursday, there's a hearing in Albany. There was one in the city recently as well. And so both opponents and proponents of 50A will be there testifying.
Do you think it'll be, you think sparks are going to fly?
So at the New York City hearing, sparks did fly. You know, it's a very contentious issue on both sides. You know, meaningful accountability requires real transparency and real consequences. You know, many civil rights groups are in favor of repealing 50A so that the public can know, the disciplinary histories of officers. It's kind of like, you know, medical professionals, pharmacists, lawyers, anything that's regulated, any profession that's regulated, you can see disciplinary histories. But for, you know, law enforcement and firefighters, you cannot get that. That's protected under this law. And the original argument back in the 70s for passing it was, to prevent defense attorneys from potentially bringing that up during cross-examination, like an officer's disciplinary history. And so, you know, there are a number of organizations and trade associations that, you know, stand firmly against repealing the provisions of 50A.
Now, you mentioned the 70s. Was this particular law enforced or enacted, I should say, I'm sorry, enacted after Attica? Did Attica have anything to do with this particular piece of legislation?
I don't know if Attica was directly linked to the passage of this, but there was a lot of gang activity going on in that point, at that point in time. And, you know, so, you know, advocates then felt that this should be put in place to protect officers. Basically, it was to prevent defense lawyers from using records in cross-examination of police witnesses during criminal prosecutions.
How long has the legislation been tied up? This particular piece of legislation, how long has it been tied up in the New York State legislature?
So it's been tied up for a number of years at this point. It's been introduced in the past couple of sessions, but now mm-hmm. that it's dominated by Democrats in both the Assembly and the Senate, it looks as if it has a more likely chance of becoming law.
So what you're saying is when the Republicans were in the majority in the state Senate, this piece of legislation never saw the light of day, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And so, now who's the sponsors of this particular legislation?
So it's sponsored by Senator Bailey in the state Senate.
And is he a Republican or Democrat?
He's a Democrat. It has a number of co-sponsors.
Okay.
Including Senators Biagi, Comrie, and then there are 13 additional co-sponsors. It's also Assembly Bill 2513.
Now, what will the hearing tomorrow entail?
So the hearing tomorrow, there are a number of people and organizations that have signed up to testify. And so it's basically be an all-day hearing where you have the big leagues, the NYSCOBA, New York State Correctional Officers, Police Benevolent Association, ACLU, and everything down to, just grassroots advocacy organizations providing testimony.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So basically, like, unions and police departments argue that, unlike basically every other exemption in FOIA, which is the Freedom of Information Law, which permits citizens and community members to basically foil information about public officials, about public programs, anything that has to do with the government, 50A categorically blocks the release of any portion of these records, even if they've been redacted and even if they serve a vital public interest. So, I'm on the police review board in Albany, and
mm-hmm.
so part of what we do is we oversee investigations into allegations of misconduct against members of the Albany Police Department. And speaking for myself as an oversight professional, I believe 50A erodes public trust and public safety by basically shrouding crucial information about an officer's past disciplinary history. And so from an oversight perspective, it's incredibly important that, members of civilian oversight, community oversight bodies have access to this information so that we can perform the vital function that we're empowered to do.
So how did the police organizations feel about this? Do they want, do they want it?
No, not really. I mean, there's any erosion in protections for officers has basically been seen as a slippery slope. However, it's basically in the public interest that this information is available, at a bare minimum to community oversight panels. So basically, repealing 50A and ensuring that the public has information about police misconduct and disciplinary processes, that offers wide benefits not only to the public, but to officers themselves. So, like, you know, when officer behavior, such as a history of violence or excessive force or misconduct, is made public, police departments will be better able to uphold their responsibility to review and correct that behavior. Personally, and not speaking on behalf of the police review board, police review boards are often appointed by, mayor or community, city, or common council. I think at a very minimum, it's important for these oversight bodies to have, to have access to this information so that they can make an informed decision. Transparency around incidents and misconduct is basically the only way that we can make informed judgments about, like, the adequacy of existing processes and infrastructures. And also, it's important in terms of rebuilding public trust between communities and officers, and then increasing both public and officer safety.
So one of the links that you sent me said De Blasio fights to keep NYPD abuse records from the public. Do you think that's because of the Garner case, or do you think there's a lot more to it?
I think that Mayor de Blasio has a lot of constituencies to appeal to. And I think, unfortunately, he put the interests of one constituency over the broader public good. And he caved under pressure.
What's Governor Cuomo's feeling about it?
At this point, he's been silent, to my knowledge. I would hope that the governor would support, transparency and accountability. And, if both houses of the legislature forward this to his desk, I would hope that, it becomes enacted into law.
So do you think there'll be a lot of people there tomorrow?
I do. I think there'll be a good turnout. It's a very high-profile issue that basically affects all portions of our community, from, black and brown people who are disproportionately targeted and the victims of, excessive use of force and civil rights violations, to members of the law enforcement and firefighting communities. It's a hot topic, but I believe that there's a balance that can be struck that, gives the public the information that they need while also protecting officer safety.
Have you spoken to the chief about this? Chief Hawkins?
Not about 50A, no.
Okay. So it's going to be a hearing, but yet legislation won't pass until the session starts, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, everybody, since this is an issue that, has a broad range from all over the state, are there other hearings in other parts of the state for people to come and listen?
So it looks like this is basically just, to galvanize momentum around the issue. It'll probably be reintroduced if the governor does not enact it this year. It'll probably be introduced at the beginning of the next session, just like it was, in the session prior to this. But, police reform is, is a hot button issue. It's been a hot button issue for a number of years. And it's important that the public, you know, that members of our community, you know, hear both sides of the argument and then, you know, come to a conclusion for themselves. Is it, you know, is it in the public interest to have access to these records about, you know, a police officer's history, just like, you know, at our fingertips, we're able to go on the internet and, you know, learn about if a lawyer has, you know, been disciplined for misconduct. You know, I think that there are adequate safeguards in place that protect officers, just like there are adequate safeguards in place, you know, to protect lawyers and any other regulated profession.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'll be held during the day tomorrow, and many people who might want to go will be working. Is it recorded and is it put on the internet so people can see it?
Yes, that's a great question. It will be available on the Senate website.
Okay, great. Now, all hearings are on the Senate or an Assembly website?
They're supposed to be, yes. And in
okay.
the past, when I've watched, you know, when I've watched hearings, there have been live streams. So I would imagine it would be no different tomorrow. So, you know, for people's information, it's Senate Bill 3695, and
mm-hmm.
again, it's sponsored
uh-huh.
by Senator Bailey. And so if you just type in New York State and then S3695, go to the New York State Senate webpage for this particular hearing, and then that's where all of the information is about it, including, you know, links to the live stream and the archives
now,
of previous hearings.
Now, you'll be going... Why do you think it's important for people to be knowledgeable about this particular hearing?
You know, I think that, you know, as community members, it's our responsibility to be involved, whether it's with things about public safety like this. I believe fundamentally as community members, we need to be active participants, and we also need to be informed participants. And this is a very topical issue, you know, and I hope that people, you know, at least read up on it and take an interest. As I said before, you know, this is the law that shielded Eric Garner's mother from getting information about the officers who were involved in her son's death. Back in 2014, and then that propelled the Black Lives Matter movement. In terms of civilian oversight bodies like police review boards, having access to this information will help us fulfill our oversight responsibilities, which is the mandate that we have been charged to fulfill, to, you know, oversee investigations into allegations of misconduct, you know, against police officers. We want to make sure that, you know, if there's a pattern, because right now that information to us, we don't get the names of an officer. We don't get the past histories of any disciplinary procedures. That information is vital to us being a legitimate oversight entity. And it will just add additional context to what we need to, you know, to what we need to do to make sure that the department is you know, making sure that officers who pose problems, who pose a public safety risk, are not on the streets.
So the hearing tomorrow will be exactly where?
It's going to be in hearing room A of the Legislative Office Building, the LOB, and
mm-hmm.
it's 10 to 5.
Okay.
So you can enter
okay.
through the Empire, enter through the concourse, and then you go through security, you know, into the well of the LOB, and then up to the second floor. There are signs and stuff like that.
I'm sorry, are you on? So after the hearing tomorrow and when the session starts, you'll be keeping a close eye on this particular piece of legislation, right?
Yes, this is, you know, this is a very, you know, I think important first step. If, you know, assuming it's repealed, you know, it's a very important step in terms of holding police accountable, but also helping departments develop more effective policies and building transparency into the oversight process. And it will help, you know, it'll help oversight entities like police review boards effectively discharge their duties.
So, as this particular piece of legislation evolves, you know, maybe at some point you could come back and talk more about it. Would you want to do that?
Yeah, I'd definitely love to. I think this is a, you know, it's an important issue for all members of our community.
Are you there,
so
Zach?
Yes, I am. Can
okay.
you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. So you've been listening to Zach. I'm sorry, Zach. I am so tired. Garofalo. This is Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download it on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, give a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thanks, Zach. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Bye-bye.